Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu, and that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let's pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I stand amazed at your glory, amazed at your wonder, amazed at your love. Holy Spirit, you mesmerize me each moment. My thoughts are captured by you. When I think of all your goodness, when I think of all your mercy, when I think about your grace, tears of joy flows down my eyes. Holy Spirit, my secret is I have fallen in love with Jesus. Each time my heart slows down, then all of a sudden, I have fallen in love again. So may I say it is a continuous falling in love with Jesus. How deep is my Father in heaven's love? It is incomprehensible. There's no mere words to describe his love for us. Only when we look at Jesus Christ, you see God's love revealing. I say revealing because it never ends. It's just like a river keeps on flowing. Jesus, I am in love with you. You amazed me. Let your love flow from the Father to Jesus Christ, through me to others. Make me a conduit of your pure, selfless, holy love in the name of Jesus. Jesus, reign in our lives. Reign in our situation. Reign in our families. Jesus, reign. We surrender to you. Heavenly Father, I ask for the court of heaven to be seated and for the books of our destinies to be opened as we come before the judge of all the earth to plead our case against any evil altar in our lives or bloodline that is speaking against us. We declare that the Holy Spirit is our official guide and counselor in this courtroom. Heavenly Father, we surrender all rights to self-representation. Instead, we ask our defense attorney and mediator of the new covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ, to present us in your royal courtroom against all idols and evil idols that controlling our lives and bloodline in any way. We also ask the Lord Jesus to heal us by his blood from all soul wounds caused by idols and evil altars in our bloodline. We are seeking a verdict of release from the power of these evil altars in Jesus' name. We now enter a plea of guilty into the court's records concerning our legitimate accusations that Satan has filed in court against us or our bloodline. But Jesus said in Matthew 5:35, earlier opportunity with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way to court, so that your opponent does not hand you over to the judge and the judge to the court, and you are thrown into prison. Lord, since we are on the oath, we cannot lie about our sinful activities and the iniquities of our bloodline that are connected to idolatry and the erecting of evil altars. We repent for all sins and transgressions that we and our ancestors ever committed against you and the laws of nature. We repent for the times we have failed to carry our cross as Jesus commanded all his disciples to do. Cleanse us from all sin by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, according to 1 John 1:9. We now formally submit our plea, guilty plea, and repentance to the courts of heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that the altar of the cross of Jesus Christ sets us free from the seducing power of sin in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that every altar which is speaking is silenced by the power of the altar of the cross of Christ in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we have already secured, we have already secured total victory against any spirit of disease or infirmity caused by the because of the cross of Christ in Jesus' name. We decree and declare the altar of the cross of Jesus Christ releases us from a spirit of self-denial and sacrifice in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that the altar of the cross of Christ silences every altar of tradition and legalism in our lives or bloodline in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we are completely healed from all soul wounds because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross in Jesus' name. Amen. We decree and declare that we are victorious altars to the power of the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. And we worship you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. We have an altar which those who serve and worship in the tabernacle have no right to eat. Hebrews 13:10-12. For when the blood of animals is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice of sin, the victim bodies are burned outside the limits of the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered and died outside the city gates in order that he might purify and consecrate the people to the shedding of his own blood and set apart as holy for God. Hebrews 13:10-12. Genesis 40:18-20. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine for them. He was the priest of God Most High. And Melchizedek blessed Abram and said, "Blessed, favored be Abram by God Most High, creator and possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed and glorified be God Most High, who has given your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of all the treasure he had taken in battle. Genesis 40:18-20. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, if perfection, a perfect fellowship between God and the worshiper, had been attained through the Levitical priesthood, for under it, the people were given the law. One further need was there for another and different kind of priest to arise, one in the manner of Melchizedek, rather than one appointed to the order of Aaron. Well, when there is a change in the priesthood necessity, a change of law concerning the priesthood as well. For the one of whom these things are said belong not to the priestly line of Levi, but to another tribe, which no one has officiated or served at the altar. Hebrews 7:11-13. Hallelujah. Revelation 13:8. All who dwell on earth will worship him, whose name has not been written in the book of the life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:22-24. To Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Hebrews 12:22-24. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and to read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has revealed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elder, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Scroll of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Revelation 5:1-7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for the court of heaven to be seated and for the books of our destinies to be opened as we come before the judge of all the earth to plead our case against any evil altar in our lives or bloodline that is speaking against us. We declare that the Holy Spirit is our official guide and counselor in this courtroom. Heavenly Father, we surrender all rights to self-representation. Instead, we ask our defense attorney and mediator of the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ, to present us in your royal courtroom against all idols and evil altars that are controlling our lives and bloodline in any way. We also ask the Lord Jesus to heal us by his blood from all soul wounds caused by idols and evil altars in our bloodline. We are seeking a verdict of release from the power of these evil altars in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. We now enter a plea of guilty into the court's records concerning our legitimate accusation that Satan has filed in court against us and our bloodline. But Jesus said in Matthew 5:25, come to terms quickly at the earliest opportunity with your opponent and lawyer while you are with him on the way to court, so that your opponent does not hand you over to the judge and the judge to the court, and you are thrown into prison. Lord, since we are under oath, we cannot lie about our sinful activities and the iniquities of our bloodline that are connected to idolatry and the erecting of evil altars. We repent for all our sins and transgressions that we and our ancestors have committed against you and the laws of nature. We repent for not recognizing the order of Melchizedek as the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse us from all sin by the blood of Jesus, according to 1 John 1:9. We now formally submit our guilty plea and repentance to the court in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that we are supernaturally aligned to the altar of Melchizedek in heaven in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that the altar of Melchizedek is a perfecting altar, which is perfecting everything concerning our lives and our bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus. We appeal to the voice of the blood of the slain lamb at the altar of Melchizedek to speak destiny over our lives. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare that as we stand on the altar of Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit is giving us the power to place Satan under our feet in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare as we stand on the altar of Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit is giving us the power to rule in the midst of our enemies. In Jesus' name, amen. We decree and declare that we are completely healed from all soul wounds which were separating us from the altar of Melchizedek in Jesus' name. Amen. We decree and declare as we stand on the altar of Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit is renewing our youth like that of an eagle in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. And amen.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault
going to say it again. He looks beyond. I'm so glad. I'm glad he looks beyond. I'm so glad he looks beyond. My faults and all my needs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you for your grace. Where would we be without your grace? Amazing grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah, your grace and mercy to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So, Father, this morning, we come to the throne of grace, and Lord, we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, mercy upon our children, mercy upon our spouses, our things, our nieces and nephews, mercy upon us, O God. I ask you to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Father, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, those that are, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the armor, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, siblings, nieces, and nephews, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us, O God. Protect us, O God, from the evil ones in the name of Jesus. Protect our children. Protect our spouses. Protect us, O God. from the claws of the enemy. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, strengthen us. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We confess that we are weak, but you are strong. We confess, oh God, that we cannot make it without you. And so, Father, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour of our lives. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, take preeminence in every area of our lives, all that concerns us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, show us the steps that we should take and the steps that we shouldn't take. Holy Spirit, we are totally and completely dependent on you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. You are our lifeline. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your tangible presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, we thank you and we bless you. Holy Spirit, we love you. We surrender this service once again to you. Jesus, reign in every area of our lives. Forgive us for not totally releasing every area of our lives to you. Forgive us for holding back the release all to Jesus. All to Jesus. So we thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. And we glorify your name. We cannot make it without you. Do you know that we love you, Jesus? And we thank you. Thank you most importantly for salvation. And Father, we pray for salvation for our families, for those in our families that do not know Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for salvation to come to them, our children, those in our families, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, oh God. That the Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts and they will receive Jesus, the Lord and personal Savior. And for family and friends who have backslidden, that they will come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, unless you move, salvation cannot be received. So we ask you to move. Move in our midst. Draw us closer to those who have salvation. Go higher and come closest to Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. And so we thank you and we bless you. We praise your name. We thank you for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing. We thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word coming forth. We thank you for revelation and understanding of the word. We thank you for impartation. Thank you, Lord, we bless your name. We honor you. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to those that just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Please turn your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Time. In process of time, I like that word, in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, who also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was wroth, and his countenance fell. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance falling? Thou doest well. Shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond thou shalt be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slew me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. I just went a little further, but I just wanted to go to the story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We've read this a lot of times. I know if you've heard of it. I mean, Sunday school, all through Cain and Abel, Cain Gilead's brother, Abel. And there's sometimes, you know, God gives us different, using the scriptures we have, revelations pertaining to what the Lord is speaking to us at a certain time. And sometimes the revelation comes to each of us in different ways. But let's see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying as he was speaking on this scripture this morning. He brought me back to verse 2. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. and in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought off the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And then 4, and Abel also brought the firstling of his flock, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. So, we look at it, we see that verse 3, when the Bible saw a process of time, of course, you know, the till of the ground, the seed got to grow, the fruit, you know, the tree, the fruit, or whatever, and the process of time. So it, as time went by, because things have to come to the fullness, the animals have to grow and all that stuff. But what I want you to know, God has respect unto Abel and to his offering. God have respect. And, oh, why would God have respect? Both brothers brought offering. But God had respect unto Abel offering. But God didn't have no respect unto Cain offering. And Cain was very angry. That means Cain knew. If he was angry, he knew that God, there was some way that he knew that God did not respect his offering. And he knew that God respected his brother's offering. And what I'm saying to you, there are times in life you wonder why this person have favor with God and you don't have favor with God. Or you don't have that favor as that person has. In the secular world, but we're talking about in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So it's not good to compare yourself to others, but there are times people will wonder, I've done this, I've done that, I've done ABC. But this person, maybe you give it all your money. And maybe somebody else might have just given a little, but the person you give all, and you doors are not opening to you as that person who gives the little. You remember Jesus was talking about the widow's mite, and people always owe the widow's mite. When you understand the story of the widow's mite, it's all that the widow had that she released. Amen. It's all that she had that she released. So she gave her all. And that's why Jesus has respect. And that's why people say, oh, I gave my widow's mite. No, you didn't give your widow's mite. You didn't give all that you have. You gave part of what you have. So you can't say that you gave your widow's mite. No. We have to learn to understand these things as the Bible states it. And when we cannot understand these things, just read the Bible partially, and we'll get the whole scripture. And so we pick a part of the scripture, and we run with the part of the scripture, and then we hear someone saying it, and we run with it, and say the person saying what the person said, and we copy it. And we, instead of us taking time to understand the story, you can read it. It's in Luke 21, 1-4. You take your time to read it in Mark 12, 21-44. Okay? The widow's two mites. The Bible says in Luke 1, 21, 1-4, and he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasure. So if I got, and he saw also a second poor widow. That means when he said poor widow, woman, and he had no husband, putting in two mites. So he said, truly I said to you that this poor widow has put in more than all these out of their abundance have put in offering. Out of their abundance have put in offering. You put in offering out of what the widow, out of the abundance
abundance, out of the abundance, she put in her offering for God, but she, out of her poverty, she put in everything, in all the livelihood that she had. Oh, the livelihood she put in all. The rich people, they still had left over. But this woman put in all. That, oh, so what you think when you read the Bible, take time to read it. Read it line by line, word by word, precept, and do just because you hear someone saying it, don't say it. Because you're not putting in your widow's mite, your two widow's mite. No, you got something. You got some more in your purse. You're not putting in it. Okay? And who's what Jesus had respect for? Jesus had respect because this woman didn't have a husband. This woman put in everything. Why? Because she had total and complete faith and trust in God. Anytime someone releases everything to God, they have, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God will make a way out of no way. When they release it, it release all that they have. And I'm not saying you must do it. I'm just looking at, I want you to look at things the rich give out of their abundance. When they give, they say, that's so much more. If Jesus had told us, give everything, then we have ran away. So when you look at this in comparison with the story of Cain and Abel, we're going to look at it. You see that this widow, Jesus said, she didn't give more than everyone. That means she didn't even know. Jesus is, he knew, he's all knowing. He knew that she had not people in the synagogue giving. Jesus knew exactly. He knew everything. Whether it was, he knew how much was left over from the rich, how much was left over from, he knew because he's God. So he knew. And he pointed and said, this woman took her last. And she gave it. That's why in church, when you go to church and that's your last, if you got 25 cents, you better walk up the altar and put your 25 cents in and don't be ashamed because that's what you have in your purse. And God will appreciate it. It's not what people say. Out of the abundance, they gave and they had left over. Now when you look at Abel gave the firstling of his flock. That means the firstling. And then not only did he give the firstling and the fat thereof and overflow. And the Lord had, because what does it mean? When the sheep had the baby, that first baby that came out, first lamb. Hallelujah. And we don't even want to go deeper about the lamb, that firstling. Just like God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. God, Jesus is the lamb. But Abel gave first, he didn't wait for the second and say, let me eat the first of this. And I will give God the leftover. No, he gave God the firstling and the fat thereof. So God had respect because he regarded, I'm going to give. God bless me. God gave me this. If it wasn't for God, I would not be where I am. And I'm going to be a blessing. He gave God the firstling. King give God, and there is a first fruit, because they could have said first fruit, just what he gave God. He gave God what he gave him. It wasn't the first fruit. He didn't even probably didn't even take time. It's not the first. He probably didn't take time. He just said, oh, let me put this offering together and give it. And this is how we do. We are so sloppy when we give. We let me put this together and just give it and be finished with it. But God looks at the heart in giving. You can't just say, I will put something together and give, because God sees it. But when you honor God when you give from your heart, give from your heart. Why would you compare yourself with others when that widow took her 2 mites, all that she had and gave? Why would you compare with those who are like Abel, gave God their firstly? Why Abel gave God firstly? He trusted God. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You see, when you want an open door, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. It's not the money, it's your heart. Heart. It has not, it's your heart. It's like somebody throwing money to you and somebody taking the money and putting it in your hands and say, yeah, this is for you. Take it and put it right in your hands. And then why somebody else would throw it to you? Which one will you respect? The person that put it into your hands than the person that threw it out to you. In fact, the person that threw it out to you, you will not have no respect for that. You won't even want it. You have to take it. I don't want it. Anything we do for the kingdom of God, we have to give God the best. We can't just give him anything. When we do service, we do it the best. Everything we do it the best. Not to impress others. Your audience is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when you do things, you give God the best that you can give. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are in the season of Lent. The time is Easter will soon be here, or past our resurrection will soon be here. We're going through this season. When you do things, do it to the best of your ability. If God tells you, go into your closet, take your best dress, and give it away. Give it away. Let it go. Take your best shoes and give it away. God knows what you like. Give it away. When you give, you will have room for more. God will give you more. Amen. In the name of, but give your best. Follow his instruction. And give God your best. Best attitude. Best service. Best. Not the worst, but the best. Hallelujah. Give God your best. Give God. God said, Lord, I trust you. Will you still trust me? Yes, Lord, I trust you. Will you still trust me? Yes, Lord, I trust you. All of us will say, yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, if God tell you ABC, speak directly, not to a pastor, speak to you several times. Or speak to us several times, go enter the account and do ABC. I don't think it's God talking to me. It's the devil. It cannot be God. It cannot be. That's what we're saying. And can I be good? I'm not talking about a prophet talking. I'm not talking about your minister talking. I'm not talking about your pastor talking. I'm speaking to God directly, speaking to you. And you know the voice of God. And it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times he's speaking to you. Guess what? He leave. I ate too much last night. What? How can God tell me to do this? It's not God. It must be something else. The devil. God can tell me to do that. Then we start rationalizing. And we rationalize. And rationalize. No pastor tell you is what God told you. So I'm not even going to say pastor or prophet because then you always say the pastor and prophet lied, the prophet lied and stuff. So it's you and God directly in your intimate relationship. God speaks to us intimately, every one of us, and tell us what to do if you have a deep relationship with God. And usually you do have confirmation when God speaks. There are many of you God will speak to through the season, this season. And he will speak to you directly. He's not going to tell me Apostle Michael, go tell no. He's going to talk to you directly about your own life and about your own destiny. I pray that you know his voice. And I pray that you follow his instructions. Because that, it might look funny to you, but there's a door right behind there. A big, wide door is open. Something that you've been expecting if you listen and heed to the voice of God. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you give your children, give us a deeper understanding of what you say. Touch our lives individually. Lead us and guide us. We bless the name. Holy Spirit, help us to serve God and give him our best. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Give God your best.